This morning, three shells have exploded in a neighborhood in Goma. The quarter is named Ndosho. Unfortunately, two people are dead, and we have about 10 people who are wounded and actually treated at the hospital. So this situation has created quite a panic among the population. Some of the people have moved from their places to go in safer areas inside the center of Goma, and some other people also have moved towards Sake. Yesterday night, we also had shells exploding in the area of Mugunga, where we have different IDP sites and camps. Actually, one of the shells exploded just next to the Mugunga tree camp. And the situation, some people were moving from the camp and left to other sites around the area, and some people also moved towards Isake town. This is quite concerning for the humanitarian community in terms of protection. We are now assessing the situation on ground, trying to figure where people have moved, try to identify also the public sites where they have seek shelter. So it's quite confusing for the time being because people move in different directions, but we expect to have some more information by the end of the day.
Have you got any idea as to who this fighting was between?
Well, actually, the fighting are taking place about 10, 15 kilometers north of Goma in the area of Mutaho. So the fighting are there. They are not next to the city of Goma. We don't know exactly from where the shells were coming, but our concern is that this is a non-respect of international humanitarian law in terms of protection of civilians, and we are advocating to the different parties to make sure that this situation doesn't occur again.